Blog Talk Radio.
Working for my good.
Working for my good.
How things are working for my good.
How things are working for my good. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining us on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will indeed be a blessing to you on tonight. I am the host, but I am not the guest speaker for tonight. The guest speaker for tonight is Prophetess Pate. The next voice you hear will be hers. But before I turn the show over to her, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every listener, Lord God. I thank you for them, God, and I ask that you bless them, especially, Lord God, for the time that they've taken out to listen to your word on tonight, Lord God. I pray that the word will be so rich for them tonight, Lord God, that they will receive, 30, 60, 100-fold. Now, God, I ask that you bless the speaker, Lord God. Look up on Prophetess Pay, Lord God, and sit her down, and you stand up mightily in her, God. Strengthen her to do the task that is set before her on tonight. In the name of Jesus, to your glory. Amen. The next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pay. Prophetess Pay, you're on the air.
Thank God for tonight. Thank God for the blessed word on tonight that he had given me to share with all of you all on Prolific Fire, on Blog Talk. I just thank and praise God for everything that he's doing. I thank and praise God that just being part of my life. I thank and praise God just being this God and God all by himself. And now I'm going to just say a little brief word of prayer, and then we're going to get on into the message. And I pray that you all enjoy yourself. I pray that you all can, that it will help someone. I pray that it will bring deliverance to someone. I pray that God will be able to open up your eyes that you can see where he's trying to get you to see clearly, in your ears that you can hear what he's trying to get you to hear. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, God, that I trust you on tonight. I trust you, Lord God, to bless everyone that's listening. I trust you, Lord God, to bless everyone to listen on after the show, Lord. I trust you, Lord God, to bless this word that it will go and that it will do what you sent it to do. Lord, touch everyone, Lord God, the sound of my voice. Lord, give them the ear to hear. Lord, what your spirit is saying to them. Give them the, Lord God, the eye to see what you are trying to show them in the spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, that's going to take place. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance that's going to take place. We thank you, Lord God, that peace of mind will be restored, Lord. Joy will be restored. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Love you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you. The title of my message tonight is In God We Trust. In God we trust. I thank and praise God for his message on tonight. When I was studying about it, God just put that in my spirit, excuse me. God put that in my spirit to bring before you all. Because sometimes we have a habit of not trusting God. We say we do, but we don't really trust him like we say we do. We trust man. We trust everything in our job. We trust in our finance. We trust in our husband. We trust in our wives. We trust in our children. We trust in the coworker. We trust in those that have authority over us, but we don't trust God like he wants us to. God say, put your trust not in man, because man will deceive you. God also wants us to know he's a jealous God. So we are not to trust man in everything that we do. He wants us to call upon his name. I thank and praise God for his word in Jeremiah 5, and I think it's verse 21 and 22, where it was telling us to how that God give us an ear to hear. He didn't give us ears just to hear. He wants to hear what he's saying to us. He give us the eyes to see, that he wants to see clearly what his word is saying. Sometimes we have an ear to hear everything but what God wants us to hear. We don't listen to what God is saying to us. What is he saying to us? He's saying to us, Prophet Pay, he is saying that he wants us to obey him. He wants us to come in agreement with his word. He wants us to trust him in everything that we do. He wants us to come before him with thanksgiving. He wants us to lift up our eyes up to him, up to the hills from which cometh our help. And that's why the words say, our help come from the Lord. Let us thank and trust God in everything that we do. Let us be able to hear what he's trying to tell us, see what he's trying to show us. Sometimes we miss it because we don't pay attention to what God is saying to us. Someone out there may be saying, Lord, what is going on? What is going on in my life? Why are my life is a mess? It's because you're not hearkening to his voice. He wants to hearken to his voice. Excuse me. He wants to hearken to his voice. And once we hearken to his voice, we will listen to him. He will direct us in every area how to do with our life. He will listen to us. And I thank God for being able to hear his voice. I thank and praise God to have that ear to hear. And not only that, I thank God to have the eyes to see what he wants us to see. I want you all to know that God wants us to know that in every area of our life, we need to trust him. No matter what going on, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what problem, no matter what going on in our job, in our home, maybe in our marriage. Sometimes we put too much trust in our husband. It's okay. I know the word tells us that we're supposed to trust our husband. We're supposed to be able to trust him. But God don't want us to trust him to a extent where we just take him completely out of the marriage. He don't want that. Sometimes when you take God out of things, everything goes to fall. Everything fails. I'm a living witness. During the first part of my marriage, I was saved, and I thank God that I was saved. And I thank God that I when I was going through in my marriage, I didn't put all my trust in my husband. I loved him, and I thank and praise God for the things that God had allowed me to do because he had blessed me with the husband. But there were some times in my life where I had to choose. Well, Lord, I had to choose some things in my life, and that wasn't hard because when you in the word of God and you know what God's word say, when he say, put no other God before me, I didn't make my husband my God. I didn't do that. And God don't want some of you all to make your husband your God. Yes, love him. Yes, obey him. Yes, he wants you to do those things that is right. You obey him that if it's right. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to showing me what to do in my first year of marriage. And this is going to bless someone because maybe you listening and you don't know which way to go and you're saying, well, Lord, I'm new with this and I don't, Lord God, I'm trying to do what's right and you can do what's right. But in all things God wants you to do, he wants you to trust him in everything in your area. Trust him in your marriage. Trust him with what's going on. Maybe you may be pregnant or somebody may be going through a financial battle. You may be going through sickness in your body. God wants you to trust him. I done come through so many things in my life. I done deal with so many sickness. I done deal with things where God came in and he healed and he stepped in. And I'm speaking God that God would do it again. And I know that he would do it because I put the word on it. I go to the word. God wants to go to his word and be able to know how to come in agreement with his word. Go into God's word. And when you go into his word, you speak life. Wherever there's a dead situation, you speak life. If your husband out there, he's not faithful like he should, you go into that word in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. It tells all about marriage. It tells about if you're single. It tells about if you're unmarried or if you're married and if you're committing adultery. It tells you about all those things. And you go in God's word and you decree. And you decree the word of God over your marriage. You decree the word of God over your finances. God wants us to trust him in every area of our life. He wants us to trust him no matter what. And I thank and praise God that, and ask God to give you that ear to hear what his word is saying to you. Sometimes we can miss it. We can miss what he's saying just by not listening. Sometimes we want to blab out too much things or say stuff. We want to say stuff that we shouldn't say, and we want to feed our spirits on with things that God don't want us to feed our spirit on. We have to be careful what goes in the ear as well as what comes out of the mouth. We have to be careful, because if you're not careful, you're going to miss. You're going to miss what he's trying to tell you. If you're not careful, you're going to miss what he wants you to know. Sometimes we even ask God to show you how to see. Ask God to show you, to give you the ear to hear, give you the eyes to see what you are trying to show. And sometimes, all the time, what you see in the physical realm, it's not what it looks like. Sometimes the devil will bring stuff before you, and it really ain't what he put it out there to be. He will take it, he will dress it up, and he will make it to be what it's not. So we have to be careful in walking in the spiritual realm with the Lord. And I thank and praise God for a lot of, it was a lot of challenges in my life. It was a lot of challenges. I know some of you all got challenges in you all life, but these challenges can only, God is the only one can help you to go through them. Maybe it's a financial situation where you can't meet your bills every month. Then you got to trust God. In the word of God, in Titus, in Malachi, it tells us to pay our tithes and our offering. It say pay your offering to God. Give God the first fruit. When you get paid, give God what's due to him. And this will break the curse off of your finance. You will wonder how this bill been paid, and God will touch someone's heart to go and pay that bill. God will touch, God will bless your finance when you have a little, but he'll make that little become much. And when you place it in his hand, all he wants you to do is trust him. Well, if I pay my tithe properly, then I won't have enough money to do what I need to do. Okay, well, that's because you're not trusting God. If you pay your tithes and your offering, give God what's due to him, you trust him. And when I tell God, I trust him. When I get up in the morning time and I pray with my family, I tell God, I trust you to take them to school in the morning. I trust you to watch over them while they're out of my sight. I trust you to bring them back home to be safe. I trust you to watch over my husband. I trust you to keep that spirit that caused him to go out there to sin against his wife and his family. So you got to know how, go before the word and tell God what you want. See, that's what he wants us to do, to trust him, to come to him with our situation and not stand there and listen that me and man bring you all this garbage. Well, girl, if I was you, I would do this. Well, boy, if I was you, I would say this. God don't want us to listen to man. Man does not have our best interest, but God do. God have everything that you need. God want us to trust him even in our healing. Sometimes our body is sick. Our body is sick is because we eat the wrong things. We put the wrong stuff in there that don't need to be in there. If you know you suffer for high blood pressure, then you know a lot of pork is not good. You know a lot of salt is not good. You know a lot of sugar is not good. You know a lot of these things, found out caffeine is not even good for you. We found out all these things are bad for us. So in order for God to come in to work a healing in your life, we have to line our body up with the word of God. By training our body, Some things that we eat is not good for us. Some things that we don't like is good for is good to us. So I had to learn that. I didn't like fruit, but now I'm learning to eat those things that I don't like. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God. Even sometimes a little walking, a little exercise will help you. Sometimes I don't feel good in my body. But when I get up in the morning, and I may, the Lord may say, well, I would say, well, Lord, I think I'll eat me apple this morning. Once I eat that apple, I get the feeling, and then I can do a little workout around the house like I normally do. And then I begin to feel better. Sometimes that physical body, excuse me, have to be fed the right nutrients, the right vitamins, the right things. And that's how the spiritual body has to be. God wants us to feed it the word of God, which means you take the word of God and you go in and you find healing scripture and you quote the healing scripture over your body every day. And you tell God, heal thee, O Lord, and I shall be healed. That's in his word. And it tells us also, by your stripe, the word said, by my stripe, you are already healed. God let us know we already healed. And I thank and praise God for the healing scripture that he had. Everything you need to know to trust God is in the word of God, with your finance, if it's marital, even with your children. Some of you may have rebellious children. Well, Lord, how can I get through to them? Well, Lord God, I didn't raise them up. I'm raising the best that I know how. But, Lord, I don't have their father is not in their life. What must I do? Lord, show me. God will even show you how to raise your children. I know he will. For a certain length of time, I was raising my girls by themselves. Then my husband walked off and left me. But did I go out running up behind him? No, I did not, because that wasn't God's will. God told me to stand still. And if you stand still and you trust me, he said, I will bring them back. I will save them. I will deliver him, and I will bring him out of where he is. And God's still not through. And I thank and praise God. During the time that I was raising those girls, I kept taking them to church. I kept taking them to Bible study. I took them to church, and sometimes even through Sunday school, because I'm not really a morning, early morning person. But they were regular service, they would go, and they would go to Bible study. I still dragged them to church, no matter what, no matter how I was hurting, no matter how things was hard. I still took them to church, and the word of God instilled up in them. I got my 13-year-old. She's so wise when it comes to the word of God. And this is how you do it. You pray and you quote scripture over them and you read to them and you tell them about the word of God. And then when they get older, it will not leave them. And then the word of God says, if it does, it'll come back. So that's when the word say, train up a child in the way they should go. And I thank and praise God for that. Well, Prophet Pay, how did you do it? I did it by trusting God. I didn't go, I fast, I prayed, I spoke the word of God. He was out there in the streets, and he was doing any and everything, but the wife was at home taking care of the children, doing what I'm supposed to do. The word tells us, if you do what he requires of you to do, he will do for you what you want him to do. But you got to trust him in every area of your life. I don't care how bad the situation gets. I don't care how it hurts. I don't care what people. And even I had people come to me trying to shut it down. Had people come to me telling me what they heard or what they seen. But you can't have that kind of ear. You can't have people come putting garbage in your trash can. Let them take it somewhere else. And dump it somewhere else. But don't let people make you their trash can. See, every little trash you come in here, every little trash come in your spirit, that's going to knock the connection, that's going to stop the blessing, that's going to stop God from stepping in and doing what he needs to do because of what you're putting in your ear, because what you're allowing the enemy to come bring you. You don't want to do that. You want to trust God, get in his word, find instruction on whatever situation you're going through with, and ask God to, and you quote those instructions. Quote those instructions over your life. Quote the instructions over your husband's life. close the stretcher. And once we cross these stretchers, God will bless us. I see light. God bless my husband, come back home, and God bless them. God saved them, but God is still working on them. Deliverance still yet to got to be made, but he's doing it. But I'm still not putting all my trust there. I'm still trusting God to keep on doing what he knows to do, and that's to help me. But one thing I know about God, I learned something: when you serve God, he will serve you. If you trust him, he will trust you. He will trust you. But you got to trust God in everything that you do. I thank and praise God for everything. God is somebody out there. You're not giving God your all. You're not giving him what's due to him. You're not giving him your all. You're saying, yes, I'm praying, and I'm this. You're not giving God what's due to him. You're not just really just telling God, well, God, I trust you to do it. You're trying to do it yourself. It's not going to work. You trying to make things happen, it's not going to work. You going from this person to that person, talking about your spouse or talking about your sickness or talking about your finance or talking about your children, take it to the Lord. Talk about it to him. And I guarantee you, he will work it out. I know how it is to hurt. I know pain. I know suffering. I know. I have faith right today, all because of me trusting and believing in God. Faith don't just come overnight. Faith comes when you're going through. When you're going through these trials and tribulations, that's when your faith comes. Because your faith gets stronger each time that you are going through. Because you got to have faith and you got to trust him to do it. And then you may say, I can't, but God will put you in a situation where you will trust him and you will learn faith. A lot of people, I have heard a lot of people will say, I couldn't do what you did. I couldn't do what you have done. It couldn't have not been me. Things wouldn't be, no, it could, and God, no. I hear this a lot. No, I don't think I could do what you did. No, I don't think that'll work for me. And it may not, but God knows who for who, and he knows what'll work for this person. Mm-hmm. I thank and praise God for being just God and just God all by himself. I do. I thank and praise God for this. And one more thing I would like to say, I would like for you to find you someone that is a prayer warrior, someone that's going to tell you the truth. Someone that is not going to sugarcoat nothing. You don't need to be around negative-minded people. Negative-minded people, they're going to always find little things and little stuff to say to dampen you. And for one reason, you don't need to be around them kind of spirits because that's not going to help you none. You need to be around somebody spiritual, somebody that's going to help you grow in the spiritual and in the natural. You need both of them. God, somebody that's going to go with you. Go in the devil territory. I thank and praise God. Me and Prophet Stacy, we go into the devil territory every day. We pray, and we go in, we speak the word of God over, and whatever situation going on and prayer requests, we go in there and we pray, and we take back what the devil trying to steal from God's people. We pray because what? Prayer is the key that's going to unlock everything that's going on in your life. That's going to unlock every sin. That's going to unlock every sickness. That's going to unlock everything that's going on with you. Some may have a family problem, or my sister or my brother not speaking to me, or my mama not even dealing with me because I told them the truth, or my dad don't even own me he denies me. Well, that's okay. Trust God to fix the situation. Trust God to do it. It's nine of us. My mom had nine children, and out of all nine of those girls, out of all nine of her children, most of the time, I'm the strongest one in the family when it comes to speaking the word of God over something. And they know this. and they know who to come to. And guess what? Just like the people God sent people to you to intercession with them, to pray and to talk with God, the enemy comes, like, oh, he'll come in, try to distract it. He'll come in and try to destroy whatever God put before you. We have to be careful. Be careful what come out of your mouth. Your words that you speak are powerful. I had to minister to someone earlier, the early part of the day. They were speaking death over their life. They wish they was dead. I said, be careful, because the words that you speak, it will come to pass. The word of God say whatever you speak, that what it will be. Be careful what you speak out of your mouth. It's so important that you take the word of God. When the devil goes to speaking death and goes to speaking things in your life, that you speak life. Wherever it's dead, that you speak life. Wherever you need to be healed, that you speak life. Wherever it's dead in your marriage, you speak life. God will bring it to pass, but he don't want you to go out there running up behind it. He don't want you to go out there crying and hollering, saying please and begging nobody. Don't beg nobody. God don't want us to beg. He don't want us to beg. He wants to trust him. He wants to trust him in every area of our life. And I thank and praise God for trusting him during the time my children were sick, during the time I was going through in my marriage, during the time I was sick in my body. I thank and praise God for the word. I thank and praise God for prayer. I thank and praise God for my prayer warrior. We went in, and we went into the devil territory. I thank and praise God for every word that come out of his word that we was able to speak. And God was able to heal, and he was able to deliver, and he was able to set free. Somebody listening now, God wants to use you mighty. But you are calling someone, you allow someone, you allow the enemy to come in. You allow him to come in to a point where God cannot use you like he wants to use you. Someone is going through things, and you don't even know which way to go. But God is letting you know, here am I. Give it to me. If you trust me, I will do it for you. Somebody, God don't want you depressed. He don't want us stressed out, worried about a bill that you don't even have no control over. You don't have no finance to pay the bill. You pray and you ask God, Lord God, you bless me to pay this. Because the Bible did tell us to owe no man nothing but to love them. But if you would trust God in everything you do, God told me to tell you, he'll be there. He'll meet your needs. He'll open up a door for you. He'll bless you. But God wants you to trust him. Even in your marriage, God wants you to trust him. Put your trust in no man, because they will deceive you. And I thank and praise God for this right here. I will always learn this. I learned this at a church I used to belong to. And I used to like, and I thank and praise God. You know how sometimes when we driving along, and some of you all may know, when you driving along and if you don't check your tire pressure, or if you don't check to see if your tire's okay when you pull it off, and sometimes you look at your tire and you look at it and you say, oh, it's all right. But then time you get on down the road, you can start hearing something knocking. You can start hearing the air coming up out the tire. Either you end up on a flat. You know what? That's how we do God. We use God as a spare tie. We take that towel and we take it and we throw it in the trunk and we'll put another one on there, and that's how some of us do God. Don't use him as a flat tie. And what I mean by using him as a flat tie, you pick him up and you put him down when you get ready. That ain't the way you do it. You keep God in your hand. You keep God on your heart. You keep God before you. Because every time you pick God up and you put him down and then you throw him away like you don't need him, guess what? He's always there. He never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But you will leave him. You get what you want from him, and you throw it aside. When he bless you, he don't see or hear. Guess what? You gonna always have to go back to the Lord and nobody else. Don't use him as a spare tire. You keep God on your heart. You keep God, and you stay close to God. Trust God in everything that you do. Trust him. Because this day and age, the way the things are going in this world, we're going to need him. And we're going to need to trust him like never before. It's so much is going on. So much is going on. So much is hitting this earth. And if you're not trusting God like you should, what would you going to be lost? Don't use them as a spare tire. I hate to see some people sometimes they come to God, and I see it all the time. They come to God, and the only God do it for them, they move back. They get back out the way. They get back out of church. They don't serve him no more. I got some in my family. I know some of you got some in your family. You serve God. Long things are good. But time the devil go to him, the time the devil go to throwing stuff and go to kicking and stuff, you serve him long and everything well. But then time everything go haywire. And hell is on your back and coming up against you. You ain't studying God knowing everything's going good, but then you time stuff comes to here you go, running back to him. I know the Bible tells us to come as you are. He talking about that one that really don't know him. He talking about that one that ain't got it like you got. He talking about that one that all they can wear, or he or she can wear, is a pair of pants and a shirt until the Lord bless them. But you that know him, and you don't want to serve him until things are going good. No, you don't want to do that. You want to keep on praying, and you want to keep trusting him, because just when you throw him on, just when you throw him aside like a spare tire, then that's when everything gonna happen. Some people God turn a deaf ear on, because they do it so much to the point where he'll turn a deaf ear on. I don't see that happen. I don't see that happen to the point where people just come in and they just go, they just use God. Yes, God loves us. He do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He loves us all. Yes, he do. Sinner, say he loves us all. He does. And also the word say he's married to the backsliders, but you got to come into repentance. He said he hears a repentance prayer, not a sinner's prayer. You got to repent and come to him. I've been reading on Pharaoh, and as I was reading on Pharaoh, and y'all, this is very important that our heart do not come hard because of, don't let your heart come hard because of God. Let your heart not be troubled. Don't let it come hard. Everything God instructed Moses to go and tell Pharaoh, everything he instructed him to do, Pharaoh didn't listen. His heart was so hard. When I was reading that, I was like, God, I never seen no more hard, as hard as Pharaoh's heart was. But he broke. Even Pharaoh's heart broke. He got tired of all these things coming upon him. Moses got to the point where he got tired of telling him. But he still had to do what the Lord told him to do. But every time he went to Pharaoh and told him what God said, Pharaoh didn't want to harden his heart. But God broke Pharaoh's heart. It said, as I got through reading the chapter, it said his heart was not hardened anymore. He let the people go. He let them go. All God wants us to do is to serve him. Let your sins go. Let your trouble go. Let your problem go. Stop worrying about that thing you can't even fix, that thing you can't even handle. Let it go and trust God. Don't harden your heart, because that's be a barrier when you harden your heart. Your blessing can be coming, but God will turn that thing around and he'll give it to someone else. So I want to say to you all tonight, don't have a hard life, Pharaoh. Don't have a heart like that. Trust God to do it. Because we have some, and God brought to my attention, we do have people in the world hearts like that. We do. Nothing can get through them. Let us trust God in everything that we do. In your marriage, God wants to tell someone out there, your marriage, God is going to work it out for you, but you only, he told me to tell you, but you, he wants you to trust him. Get in his word. Read in his word. Somebody's job may be on the line. God told me to tell you, don't worry about that job. You will not lose your job. God told me some bills need to be paid. He's going to meet the need, but he wants you to trust him. Finances coming to you, but he wants you to trust him. God told me to tell someone that little thing that you're worried about, the pregnancy is well. The baby will come forth, and nothing will be wrong with it. He or she is going to be well. God told me to tell you the family that's broken, he will mend it back together. That child that's rebellious, God will make that child obedient to you. He or she will come back home. God told me to tell you whatever you believe in him for, trust him and stand on his word that he would do it. Trust him. I would like to thank and praise God for his word on tonight. And I would like to give God what's due to him. And I want to give him a thanks and a praise right now, because it's all because of him. It's the reason why we're where we're at today. We have nothing. We don't have anything if God don't give. God gave us everything we got. Your meal may not be nothing, but it's a whole. It's much to God. You thank God for what you have. Stop looking at what someone else has and thank God for what you have. And God is going to bless you. But trust him. In all our ways, he wants us to acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. He said, put your trust in no man, because they will what? They will deceive you. Yes, man will. I've been deceived a lot of times. And I thank and praise God for everything that he shows me in his word. I thank and praise God for getting up in the early part of the morning, getting in his word. I thank and praise God for everything that he's doing. And now that I, as I get ready to close tonight, I will pray. And as I pray, I want you all to think about the word of God that was given. And I hope it was a blessing to someone. It was a blessing to me, because it just let me know that as long as I keep trusting God, he's gonna keep working things out for me. So as I pray and close it out, God is going to work in your favor. He's going to work in my favor. He's going to work, but you got to trust him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to touch right now. Touch those, Lord God, ones that, Lord God, that don't know you. Trust them, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to be the one you would have them to be. Lord, help them to trust you in everything that they do. Help them to trust you in their finance. Help them to trust you in their marriage. Help them to trust you in their family, Lord. Help them to trust you, Lord God, in their job. Help them to trust you, God. and everything they go to put their hands on. Help them to trust you. Lord God, save them if they're not saved. Deliver, Lord God, that need to be delivered. And Lord God, touch that boy, that girl. Touch that husband, that wife. Touch them right now, God. Lord, if they're broken, Lord, we ask you to mend them back together again. Lord, touch that one that may be carrying a child, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to let that baby, Lord God, be healthy and strong. Let them continue on to grow. Lord God, they may say, well, I don't know. Lord, teach them, Lord God, your way, Lord God. If they will get in your word, Lord, help them to trust you in everything that they do. Help them, Lord God. Touch them in it. Lord, we speak that, Lord God, that you will bring finance to what they need, to the bill that need to be paid. We speak, Lord God, that you will bring healing to the body, Lord. We speak, Lord God, that you will touch, Lord God, that the eye that they may see what you're trying to show them. We speak, Lord God, that and we declare that they will, Lord, the ear that they have, Lord, that they will hear what your word is saying to them. Lord God, Lord, help them, Lord God, to, Lord God, not, Lord God, use you as a spare tire, God. Pick you up when things are good. Long things are good, they pick you up. But bad, they pick you up. When things are good, they don't need you. Lord, help them, Lord God, not to do those things. Lord, help them to trust you in every area of their life. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray. And, Lord, I thank you for Prophetess Stacy. Touch her. Touch her, Lord, for allowing me to speak and to be able to give her rest tonight. Touch her in her body. Anything going on that's not of you, heal right now. Heal, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. I decree it and I declare it, that it shall come to pass, that she's already healed, that she, Lord God, that to give her peace, Lord God. Let her have a rest, a good night's sleep tonight, Lord God. Strengthen her in her body. And be for her, Lord, when she can't be for herself. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing her to be over prolific by you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the ministry that you have put up over her, Lord God. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, and those lives that she helped, Lord God. And, Lord, I give you the glory, and I give you the praise, and I give you the honor for all things and in all things. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray. Touch prolific fire on tonight.
Amen and amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Turn it back over to you, Prophet Stacy. Thank God for such a strong word on tonight. I pray that each of you were blessed on tonight. I know I was. And she gave so much word, so much rich word. I know you couldn't get it all in one listen. So please, if you feel like you missed something, even if you didn't, it's worth listening to again. So go back and listen to it. You can go back and listen to it on blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. I will be putting it on the website, which is prolificfire.com. And it is on DoublePod also. Just download the app and look for Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. Also, iTunes, the same thing. Thank you so much, Prophetess Pay, for that powerful word. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you and pour back into you everything that you poured out into us on tonight. And every area where you trust in him at, he will come through. 30, 60, 100 fold. Come through mightily. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on tonight, for listening. I thank you so much. If you need prayer or private consultation throughout the week, you can always call 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. The songs played on tonight were Intentional by Travis Green, and I Know Who I Am by Shania. Shania is spelled S-I-N-A-C CH for somebody that might want to purchase that song. Also, thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray that you will be with me next week when I will be back and the message will be, don't get my hopes up like that. Don't get my hopes up like that. Some of you, your greatest fear in life is hoping again. You're literally afraid to hope. So join us next week for that. Also, I would be remiss to close the show without giving you the opportunity to come to God if you're not already saved. So right now, if there's anybody on the sound of my voice and you're not saved but you desire to be, this is a salvation call. Repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner, and I come to you on tonight because I seriously want to change. I'm tired of playing games in my life, tired of making all the wrong decisions and having to pay the consequences. I want to be free. I want to be delivered. I want to be saved. Help me, Lord. Come in and work with me in the name of Jesus. Or as the scripture says, come in and sup with me in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Facebook at Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, or you can follow me on Instagram at Prophet Stacy, on Periscope at Prolific Fire. And if there's anything else I'm forgetting, just Google Prolific Fire or Prophet Stacy, and it will pop up. Once again, thank you, everybody. God bless you. Good night.